Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about cracking the code on your financial future. Number one, I want to let you know that God wants to bless you. Part of the reason why he wants to bless you is so that you can be a blessing to other people. And you can't do that if you don't have any money. Money, by the way, is not a dirty word. It's a good word. It's a word that God uses in the Bible. He said, well, what about the scripture that said you can't serve God and mammon? Well, yeah, you're right. You can't serve God and mammon. That's Elizabeth, an English word for money. But you can serve God with money. Here's one of the reasons why. I got a little iPhone video I want to play. The quality's not good, but we love Haiti and the Haitian people. Love them so much, and oftentimes we'll go over there, and our teams go over there, and so on. In fact, I was there not too long ago, sleeping in Haiti. I mean, lizards are running across our bed the size of alligators. My little daughter's like, "Oh, Dad!" But she loves the kids, and you just fall in love with the people of Haiti, and they're starving, and they're literally starving to death, eating dirt all around their little mouths. No toys, never seen toys. And the last time we left, Ashton said, "Dad, I just couldn't take it. They were just playing with rocks, and can't we build them a playground?" Like, Ashton, they've never seen a playground. I don't even know how to do it. She's like, "Dad, we'll do it. I'll give you my life savings." And she came home, and she gave us our life savings. And the playground was $25,000, and she was $24,900 short. But it really is cool. This is why God wants to bless you. This was last week in Haiti. Check this guy's video out.
Yeah. But thanks, God sent this big gift. And I hope one this day, when you meet the Lord, he will tell you, "You see my gift to give him joy. You see my gift to give him work back. So come, there's some things to do too, because this big man." Thank you, Pastor David.
Come on. Don't you love that? Thank you, Pastor David. Thank you, Pastor David. He's brilliant, right? Because he speaks Creole and he's broken English. And what he's saying, "Pastor David, when you get to heaven, God's going to look at you and go, 'You saw the thousands of kids. You fed my kids. You gave them playground. Think about the David.'" That's why we need to be blessed. We need to be blessed so that we can bless people who have no money. They have no food. They have no shelter. Jesus said, "When you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me." So you might have enough money for you. But do you have enough money to feed the poor? Jesus said, "When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was in prison, you came and you saw me." Malachi 3:8, it says this. It says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me." He said, "But God, how have we robbed you?" He said, "In tithes and offerings." Everybody shout, "Tithes and offerings." See, the tithe means the 10th percent. 10%, 10, the numerical number of 10. If you count to 10, you can count to a million. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, starts over at 1. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, starts over at 1. You keep this progression going forward. There is strength, there's power in this number that God chose. He said, "I want to be first, and I want to be the first 10%, and I, the blessor, want to put the blessing on your life, and the rest of your life can be the best and the blessed of your life, but I must be first." Now, we all want to be first. I want to be first in line. I want to be the first to be served. I mean, we all want to be first. But then somebody in your family will set you straight, right? And they go, "Who do you think you are, God?" Because they're saying, well, God deserves to be first. And he does, because he's God. He said this. He said, "I am the Lord, and there can't be any above me. I must be first." Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things," housing, bling, bling, cha-ching, cha-ching, "all the ings will be added unto you." But oftentimes in America, we try to add it to ourselves. We try to get as much as we can all we get, and sit on our can. We try to say, "My name is Jimmy. I'll take all you can give me." And there's nothing wrong with you being blessed. There's nothing wrong with you having stuff. There's something wrong with stuff having you. Some of the most blessed people in America are people that love God and they give back to God and they're charitable and they're thinking. But then there are some people who are just greedy and they don't share with the needy, and it's offensive to God. He said, "Wherein have you robbed me? You've robbed me in your tithes and offerings." Robbery? That's a strong word. I have a friend in Palm Beach, and he owns this restaurant called Benny's on the Beach. Beautiful place. I didn't know him. went there to eat, and when we were done eating, you could get this little receipt and go out on the pier. It's beautiful. I wanted to go out on it. So mother-in-law's with me and so on. And I thought, you know, I want to treat her good since it's free. I don't want her to say I never did anything for her. You know what I mean? So we got in line, and we walk around the corner. When I walk around the corner, it's this really tall man, big old thick hair, larger than life figure. And he says, oh, my gosh, David Crank, Nicole Crank. I'm a Jewish guy. I go to the synagogue, but I watch you on television. I like you, David, and I love her. She's good, and she's way prettier than you. And I'm like, well, okay. He said, to tear that up, you don't need that. Go with me. And we went out on the pier there at Benny's, and then I just realized right away, I like this guy. I invited him to church. He came, brought some of his friends, and they even said, I can't believe you're going to church. He said, no, it's in the church. It's a high school. We're meeting at a high school. I mean, no, technically, that's like, you know, I did not have relations with that woman, you know, but it's there. So I just came in loving on this guy, and I went to lunch with him the other day. He had some friends around, and he was beginning to tell a story about, did you hear last month that my car got stolen? I said, no. He's telling his other friend said, oh, yeah, I remember that. He said, but the craziest thing happened. You know, after a week, they couldn't find the car. And so the insurance company came, and they gave me the money back for my stolen vehicle. But I got a ticket today in the mail from Orlando. Those guys are still driving my car. They drove through the tollway in Orlando. My plates, my car, a stolen vehicle. Can you imagine that? How many of y'all would not do that? I mean, you would at least change the tags on that car. Stolen. So we laughed about it. And then when I was leaving, God asked me a question. He said, ask the people at your church if they would do that. Then ask them if they're driving a stolen car. Have they used my tithe to buy that car? Is their house littered with stolen things like the television that was my money and they used it? I mean, the tennis shoes. I mean, our car and our house could be full of things that are stolen and we're not honoring God. He said, wherein have we robbed you? He said, the tithe and offering. So if you use the first 10% to do what you want to do, instead of using the first 10% to doing what God commands us to do, then technically we're driving a stolen car. And we can point fingers all day long about those thieves. But are we driving a stolen car? Now, that passage where it says, by robbing me, you've robbed the whole nation. A couple years ago, I was with a friend, and he doesn't make a lot of money. It's not going to change God's world if he does, that's for sure. He says he doesn't even have money to tithe. He goes to this little small church in a farming community, and man, I don't have money to tithe, but I noticed he had money to buy the new fishing pole. I noticed that he had money to buy that hunting knife. I noticed he had money to buy those boots, but I don't have money to tithe. And I remember God convicting me, and he said, you know, I said, God, how can he rob the whole nation? I mean, he doesn't have any money. He said, you're robbing the whole nation when you don't allow me to be first, so I can't open up the windows of heaven for him, and I can't change his life so that he could use the extra to change somebody else's life. So essentially, he's robbing the whole nation because nobody in Haiti can say, thank you, Pastor David. Come on, give God praise today. We robbed the whole nation. Because let me tell you something. The government, they're not supposed to feed the poor. They're not supposed to take care of the world because they don't know how. I mean, go back to Katrina, but they could not figure out how to get water from Washington, D.C. to Katrina. Did you ever see the trail? They couldn't figure it out. They don't know. It is not the politician's job to feed the poor. It is the church's job to clothe the naked, feed the poor, and give God the glory. We have to put God first. If not, what we're doing is we're stealing from God. Now, I just want to pick somebody out of the audience. This is I have a bicycle that I ride a lot at our house in Palm Beach. And this is the little deal that I put up, the lock. And maybe you with the hat, come here, let's see if you can do this real quick. I'm going to give you the code. So here's the code. And I want you to unlock it. So go ahead and give her a little drum roll with your leg. So these are the numbers. You just have to figure out what it is. That's a nice drum roll. I can hear jeans. I can hear skin. Nice. You at home, I hope you're participating. By the way, it's nice bling. The ring is bling, the hat. It's good. Okay. No, she tried. No cigar. Go have a seat. Help her down, would you? Give it up for her. She's smart. She's intelligent. But she didn't get it. I gave her the numbers, but I did not give her the sequence of the numbers. Now, I know the sequence of the numbers. Look how smart I am. Boom! I know the sequence. I gave her the numbers, but because they weren't sequential order, she could not unlock the lock. So many times, we do this thing to where we don't put God first. We don't honor God. It has to be first. There's a story, Cain and Abel, in the Bible, and they'll put it on the screen here, and it says that in the course of time, everybody shout, in the course of time. It says, in the course of time, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering to the Lord, and Abel also brought the firstling. Everybody shout, the firstling. The firstling of his flock. Therefore, the Lord had respect for Abel's offering, but his brother Cain, he had no respect. Like Rodney Dangerfield say, I get no respect. Shout it with me, class. What? I get no respect. Now, Rodney, that's one thing. God's another thing. So God says, hey, Cain, why do you have a sad countenance? You knew that I had to be first. So you just haphazardly came up and said, okay, God, here, I got this big old offering I want to give you. And God says, I have no respect for it. I can't unlock it because the sequence is wrong. Now your brother Abel, I'm able to bless Abel because Abel got the sequence right and he put God first. So I see people all the time say, man, I gave this big offering to God, but did you tithe? Well, I'm a tither, but did you pay all these other bills first? See, my friend who lives and says he cannot afford to tithe has never changed financially. He's still broke. He's still busted. He's still barely making it. When I know that God is not a respecter of persons, what he does for other people, he will do for him. But God takes offense to it when you say, God, I don't have the ability to give you the first fruit, but you do have the ability to buy the stuff you want. See what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense. It's like my wife. When we go out on a date and I have my iPhone, she hates that. Sometimes she'll say, let's leave the phone at home. No, I need this. I need this. So sometimes she's talking to me and I'm listening. Yeah, I hear. What did I just say? Blah, 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 blah. I know. But she takes offense because she goes, I need to be first. I need you to pay attention to me. I'm like, but no, really, pay attention to me. And then we get home after the date, and I'm like, well, I wish I had paid attention, you know what I mean? Put on your red dress, let all your hair down. Come on, someone. I'll make love to you like you want. Not tonight, you won't. You and your phone, go have a party, homie. Enjoy. You were on a date with her. Ask Siri. Siri. It's offensive. So we laugh about mama. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. But I'm telling you, if God ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. God deserves to be first. He's supposed to be first. He wants to be first. And he is giving us the sequence. He said, hey, listen, I was able to bless Abel. And I unlocked the blessing for him. I could not do it for Cain because he wouldn't get the sequence right. It's not tithe. It's not the 10%. If it's not the first 10%. He said, prove me now herewith, Malachi. Let's go there. Malachi, again, it said, prove me now herewith, says the Lord, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you can't contain. See, when God blesses you, you will know that you've been blessed. Now, let's press pause and let me tell you a story. In Panama City, Florida, my friend wanted to buy a building. Business guy. The building was $12 million. He went to look at the building. Building's great. Wants to buy the building. He's a tither. He believes in the blessing of the blesser on his life. And inside here, he heard, know this, I always say, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, right? My sheep know my voice, a stranger will they not follow. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. Leadeth me in the paths of righteousness by his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at myself and realize I ain't got nothing left. Okay, that's okay. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'm not worried about economic downturn, for the Lord is with me. Now notice my head with oil, my cup runneth over, not barely getting by, runneth over. Okay, so we don't serve El Cheapo, we serve El Shaddai, and God wants to bless us so he can hear, think about the name of it. See what I'm saying? So the guy goes and looks at it, and he hears, because he listens to me teach all the time, he's hearing, if it's God today, it's God tomorrow, just wait. So he waited a year. They call him back and they said, hey, we've reduced it to 6 million. How do you know? That's a lot. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renew your financial strength. Renew your marital strength. If it's God today, it's God. So he renewed himself by 6 million. But guess what? He said, I'm a tither and I'm a giver. Holy Spirit, is that what you want me to do? And the Lord said, no, I'm going to give you the building. You're going to get it for free. I'm just going to give it to you. So another year passes and the bank calls him and says, hey, Steve, we're willing to sell you this building because the economy's bad for what we owe on it. What do you owe? 2 million. God, I need a sign. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. I need a sign to know it's you. So they go out to the building, go up to the front door. The real estate guy's there. You know how they got these little codes, right? And you put the code in and the key drops. The guy's fumbling with it. The bank can't get it. They can't get it. Can't get it. Can't get it. Steve says, let me try. What's the code? 3, 5, 7, 8. That's my secret code. I've used that code on every credit card, on every bank state. That's my code. Thank you, God, for the sign. Key drops in his hand, and he's like, what are the chances of that happening? See, when God lines you up for the blessing, the blessor brings the right opportunity into your hands at the right time. And he said, I will bless you in the city. I will bless you in the field. I will bless you in your rising up. I will bless you in your lying down. And I will bless everything that your hand touches. That's what he said. Okay? So I thought you said you're going to get the building for free. Wait, there's more. If you call now. He says, okay, I'll take the building. He signs. He, out of the clear blue, forgot about a deal that he had going over here and had been trying to sell another piece of property over there. And the profits from both of these are just profits that he did not expect to get, equaled, you guessed it, $2 million. And I walked, somebody ought to help me, I walked myself through that building the other day going, wow, look what the Lord has done. And I also went through going, God's not a respecter of persons. What he did for Steve, he's going to do for you, 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 and you. But you never come in first putting God second, and you'll never come in last putting God first. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. If you're blessed, you'll get the code. And you have to have the sequence of the code, right? Or you will never unlock your financial future because you're in the flesh and you're thinking that hoarding is going to help. Well, I'm a conservative. I'm a saver. You can't save your way out of debt. I mean, I'm all for being frugal. I'm all for being wise, but I'm all for being honorable. God said, if you honor me, I will honor you. Proverbs 3, verse 9, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance. And check this out. Check out the sequence of the code. With the first fruits. Everybody shout it. Of all thine increase. So shall your barns, your checkbooks, your houses be filled with plenty. And your presses shall burst forth with new wine. See, God wants to bless you, but the code is, the sequence is, honor the Lord first. Honor the Lord first. First, then if you do this, you get that. You do this, honor the Lord, you get the good measure pressed down, shaken together. Where God guides, he provides. Supernatural direction and correction comes in your heart, and you realize, I'm a covenant person. I am blessed because God honors me because I honor God. If you sow honor, you get honor. If you sow dishonor, you get dishonor. I was, again, at our church down in Palm Beach, and there was this little watermelon stand on the side of the road. And it was on what you call the honor system. Pile of watermelons, and I went up. Nobody there. And then when it said, hey, it's $5 for the watermelon, there was a box there. And when you lifted up the box, there was cash in the box. This is called the honor system. So if you're honorable, you take one watermelon and you put the money in the box. I know that the man who's selling the watermelon is honorable because one who is honorable assumes that you're honorable, and one that is dishonorable always assumes that you're dishonorable. But because I'm honorable, I didn't have a sale on watermelons. I didn't say it's buy one, get one free day. Come on, somebody, help me right now. You honor it. If you don't honor in the little, you won't honor in the much. And then God can't honor you. So the scripture said, honor the Lord with your first fruits, and so shall your barns be filled with plenty. If you don't honor, you'll learn honor. You'll learn it like, yes, your honor, no, your honor, I'm sorry, your honor, and I won't do it again, your honor. Come on, give God praise today. Because we can't get ahead stealing from God, because we have to get the sequence of the code right. And until we get that right, ain't nothing going to be right. God wants to bless you. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12, it says, the Lord shall open to thee the good treasures of heaven and give you rain in the land in his season. Okay? And to bless all the work of thy hand, thou shalt lend to many nations and shall not borrow. Now, under the old covenant in the Pentateuch, the law of Moses, where we get the top 10 things not to do, there was this law and this blessing code. And the Jewish people, who I love so dearly, and am Jewish, not by birth, but by adoption. The Jewish people believe, even if they don't believe in Jesus as the Savior, they believe that he was a prophet or whatever. But they're saying, I do believe in the covenant. And they will tell you, we're to lend and not borrow. We are and have the blessings of Abraham. We are special people. And they are. God said it. We're blessed coming in. We're blessed going out, and everything our hand touches turns to good. The blessings of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob are on our life. So where I live in a condominium in Florida, okay, and in St. Louis. And my condo in Florida, everybody in the condo development pretty much is Jewish, but you got one adopted little honky Jewish guy. And on the door, there is a little bitty, you've seen it, the little bitty case. And in that has the covenant of God. And when they leave, they know. And they don't even hit it as much as they probably, not all of them, but they'll walk out and they'll know. That I know what that stands for. That means today, blessing is on me. The covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is on my life. And they're living good. Now, I taught my little daughter, and I've shown you here at church before. I've taught her, she's 11. But she walks past those doors and she says, the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and we added one, Jesus is on our life. And I've drilled that into her. That is our religious belief, that we are blessed so that people in Haiti can say, thank you, Pastor David. Kids in orphanage can say, thank you, Faith Church. People in the homeless tent city downtown, even though some of our team gets arrested for giving them food because it's not properly prepared in a certain saran wrap form, we say, take us to jail all you want, but Jesus said to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, and help the people that are in prison. And that's what we're going to do, because we're blessed by the blessor, and we have a covenant with Almighty God. We know the code, and we know how to crack the code and open up the blessing of God on our life. Now, if you're watching on television in Palm Beach or St. Louis, some of you have been watching for 3 years. I mean, Palm Beach and St. Louis, 10 years, 3 years, Palm Beach. We've never asked for a dime. We give away a DVD if you want it for free. So 160,000 to 80,000 people a week watch the program. And we've never asked for a dime. And I want also to let you know that we will never ask for any money on television, because we have a group of people, not everybody, but there's a group of people, and the people that have really gotten extremely blessed, who has cracked the code, and they pay, we're not trying to pay the bills. ABC, CBS, Fox, all these networks, they send us cards because they can't believe it. There's only two or three other religious organizations in the world who pay their bills, not just on time. We pay 30 days in advance, so we don't have to ask for money, because we have cracked the financial code in our church. It is called tithing. so we can tell people, God's not pointing the finger at you this way. He's pointing the finger at you this way. Put a ring on your finger, a robe on your back. God's not mad at you, but God is madly in love with you. And we're preaching the good news glad because we put God first, because God put us first, because God so loved the world that he gave his first, what? Firstborn son for us. So we can't just haphazardly be like Cain and say, oh, yeah, here, God, here's a check for 10 grand. Here's a check for, no. God says, I want every dime out of a dollar. That's the code. Well, I'll pay it when I get it. I like to just, you know, write a check at the end of the year. Ah, wrong answer. God said, I must be first. And when you get the code right, she could try it. Come up. Let's just close with you one more time. I'll get it even closer this time for her. Here's your choices. Drum roll, please. She loves God. She goes to church. She's even got a tag that she brought her kids to church on there. It ain't about loving Jesus. It ain't about bringing your kids to church. It's about, is the sequence of the code right when that is right? And God gave us the code, and then he gave us the sequence of the code, and he said, I must be first. Bring the first of your increase to the house of God, so shall your barns be filled with plenty, so you can help people that can't help themselves. Today in India, 6 churches, concrete churches, clay tile roofs, well out front, big sign that says Faith Church. They're walking, some of them, 10 miles to get water, but first they have to go into church to hear the word, and you can't do that if you can't do this. But our church does this so we can do that, and we're going to do more of that because it honors God, and we're an honorable, generous church. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I want to pray for you, and I want to pray for you at home. Some of you right now are saying, God, I finally get it. It's not something I try. It's something I'm going to do. I'm going to make a decision today. I'm going to send that offering in. I'm going to give online. I'm going to text to give. I need to get this right between me and God. I can't just sit on the sidelines and say, bless me, that help me, feed me. God, I want to help you. God, the people that are watching today at our online campus, people that consider Faith Church their home, God, I pray that you help them get this right today. And it's easy because we always have money to tithe because it's the first. Pray this with me. Say, God, forgive me for touching that which is holy. Like Adam and Eve in the garden, I don't want to touch that tree that's in the center. I'll eat all the other parts, but that tithe tree, I won't touch it. And from this moment forward, 10% of my income goes to you, gets rid of greed, and proves to you that not only do you have my heart, you have my treasure. And I don't love money more than I love you. Christ's name we pray, and everyone said, amen. Was that all right for today? Give God praise.
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.